It fell off. Three, four. Yeah, we're ready. Okay. Welcome to this second meeting. It's now 12:15 and we're given 40 minutes for this meeting. This is a meeting on functional design. And I want to welcome you all and thank you all for doing some research in between. I took the minutes from the first meeting, and I'll show them to you in a moment. I know each of you have a presentation, and in thinking about the 40 minutes, I thought it would take only like 3 minutes for the previous minutes, each of you having about 7 minutes, or maybe a little more, maybe a little less, for your presentations and a little discussion, because I happen to have been told there was some new project requirements, and we have to make some decision on what functions it will have. Okay? Is this everybody agree with this? Yes. Okay. And after the meeting, there'll be things to be done. And as you can see, it says we get to get lunch. And then some more individual work, and then putting minutes away and individual actions. Now, for the minutes of the first meeting, and go to that one. As you can see, it was this earlier today. Kate, Steph, Sarah, and myself in our four capacities were present. I opened the meeting. The product was developed and reviewed, and we talked about the financial end of it. And some implications, the $4 million sales target, and new ideas of not too many buttons, bright colors, and some of the influence of the Japanese. And we closed early so you could then proceed with your research and getting your reports together for this meeting. Anybody have any questions on those minutes? Are they complete? Did they discuss everything that we covered last time? Kate? Did I miss something? Yeah. I'm afraid I incorporated that when I said who was present, but yes, we did, and we did a little bit of team building of making the pictures, but I didn't think those were appropriate to the minutes necessarily. So, as a group, I think they're accepting the minutes. And okay. Yeah. Good. Then we'll move to the three presentations. Okay. Okay. And we need to move this. Who wants to go first? That's as far as it goes. She said we didn't need to screw it in. It's doing its thing. There we are.
All right. Thank you very much. One of the biggest issues I thought about from last meeting was the fact that we need to sell 4 million of these remote controls. And I think that this is an opportunity to really take real reaction in the direction of similar handheld tools. what keys or buttons on the remote control to perhaps keep and what ones to discard. And if we devote some energy into this, I think the recent productions of Real Reaction, the iGo Everywhere Power, and the high definition DVD players, although it makes immediate sense to have our remote control interact with these, I think we can also use this as a platform to make it interact with other tools. And in fact, I think the high definition DVD players and all of this will come along and will only benefit from the positive feedback from our well-designed tool. So again, most users really dislike the current look and feel of remote controls. 50%, I think of all these numbers, the most important is 50% of users say they only use 10% of the buttons. And 80% of users, and if we think about this, there are a lot of television, DVD, stereo, remote control users out there. 80% would spend more money on a remote control that looks fancy.
Can I ask where these figures come from? Is this market research?
It was market research, and there were 100 people in the room, so 80 out of 100.
Now, in between, as the project manager, they sent me an email from the powers that be that teletext is outdated and the internet is coming in as important, but that they want this remote control to only be for TV with incorporating the corporate image, color, and slogan.
So, an interesting element was the would you pay more for speech recognition question. So these market research questionnaires looked into your concern about technology and specifically wanted to find out information about speech recognition.
Okay.
Now, the early adopters, those of us who grew up with technology and lucky for us, have the cash to pay for it, the young age group without the mortgages and responsibilities, 91% of them would pay more for speech recognition in a remote control. Very interesting. I leave this up to the group to decide if we want to use this the designers, but 91%.
Is it a large enough target market to target it?
Well, I think, especially in terms of growth, I think this would be a very smart group to target. I mean, it's 3/4 of the next age group, 25 to 35, are interested. And with the technologies improving, if we can get these...
In real numbers, does the 91% and the 76% translate to in excess of the 4 million?
Yes.
Or 8 million?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
I don't know if speech recognition should be included, but I think it's an interesting. I think that maybe shows more about being open to technology.
Yeah, it definitely needs a lot more research on how much more it would be and any existing examples and what reactions to them.
Exactly. I mean, I
Well, we're not looking at whether they're early adopters on that screen. That's looking at age groups.
Yes, and I'm making the
leap.
Leap that people who are familiar, younger people are more familiar with technology than more comfortable, you know. So
okay, you had the other power channel. Okay. All right. And we'll turn to the next presentation. I think she said we don't need to screw it in, just stick it in. And then press FN and F8 next to the control button on the bottom, and then F8 at the top.
Yeah.
And then we'll be patient. Ta-da! There we are. Yay. Okay.
And I presume we can miss out functions related to video or DVD remote control. This is only going to be
TV only.
You've got hundreds of channels instead of a merely terrestrial one. But I think we should be looking more along the lines of the one on the right, which has also has play, stop, and pause and everything. I don't think we need them at all. I think we just need channel selection, volume up, volume down, and I think enter function where you can access, it's not like teletext but along the same line to access things on the screen. Not related to the internet one that you mentioned because that would be far outside our budget and what we want this to do.
And exceed the requirements they're expecting of us. Okay.
I was thinking something, some smooth, sleek, little remote control.
All right.
Big user friendly buttons and a menu that you can access. But then I do think we need to discuss the speech recognition possibility.
Okay. Anything else you want to add? Okay. Yeah. Let's hear what Kate has to say.
Maybe afterwards we could do the whiteboard with that you're the one on the right as in some basis.
I think the white the one on the right is as well as less cluttered. It's there but it's yeah.
I really think we need to not only possibly even materials, like the type of plastic used, but everything, including size and shape of buttons, positioning of buttons, the actual shape of the handheld device, colors,
the ergonomics.
Everything to do with this has to be revolutionized.
That one.
Okay. Now I'm going to bring us down to earth again, I'm afraid, and talk about the actual practicalities of how the thing needs to work. This is the methodology I used in preparing for this meeting. Basically, I've been doing a little bit of web-based research, and if I had a design team, I would have been discussing ideas.
Okay. Right. But those things, as long as we can get those components, the block, that rectangle for the user interface is where the user comes in of what does it look like, what do the buttons look like, what does it feel like. That's where the user interface is really coming into its own. The technical end is what's actually going to be in there. But also it has to be easy enough to change or repair if something goes wrong. For example, the battery energy source, or what if the chip, for whatever reason, breaks down after a certain amount of time? Do you just replace it? Is there any, because it may be in the same area with several other user interfaces, like for DVDs, movies, whatever, does it have to have a way of being segregated from the others in a different frequency or something? Okay.
Do we have some idea of how much it would cost to create a device that has these basic elements? Because then
it's not your job.
What they cost. Okay.
But then again, I don't know if this is within our first
Okay.
Better than my idea about solar, probably.
Yeah. It would have to store up the energy and then use it. Solar can do that. Yeah, that would be too heavy and it would cost too much.
A place to live. Exactly.
Yeah.
You
And the dock could look very fancy, and that could be your inspiration of having it looking decent. Yeah. Okay. Are we agreed as to what our target group is, though? Pretty much, so that we'd be looking for the younger end.
Exactly, but I think you raised some good questions about, are there enough of these people out there? Or are they making purchasing decisions? You know,
yeah,
these
are
the...
I usually put more money than brains.
I'll make a note of that. Okay, good. Good
comment. But what I was going to say is that they may be buying custom music devices and all that. Are they necessarily buying TV remote controls? Because they probably live in a household that has a TV if they're the lower end of the age range.
It might be good to know who is actually buying televisions, and are we in a region where people have more than one television.
I think we've got a big hill to climb there, haven't we? I mean, we've got the sweep, we've got a remote control because it came with the telly.
Yeah, or do we make sure that it goes to the through the manufacturer? We sell to the manufacturer as the remote that goes with it. What would be a more efficient way of doing it? Okay. Right. Probably not. The other thing that we're supposed to do is make decision on our functions. Our functions, we've so far decided, I think, that power, channel, volume, make it attractive. It has to have an enter key and, of course, the number keys. It has to have big user-friendly buttons. And definitely we want to be inspired that the current styles are just plain awful. Is that agreeable to everyone?
The enter key, I have a chart here that I didn't include.
Throw some light on that. Actually, we are almost a half hour out of the 40 minutes, so we have to get close to finishing.
My only comment is that I think maybe we could somehow include an enter key in like a power key if power was entered. That was my only.
Okay. Enter power as some simultaneous key.
Exactly. Again,
is that okay with you?
Sorry.
Would that?
Well, if you're pressing enter, the thing would already be on, and so maybe when you press power initially, it turns on. Press power again, and use that as an enter.
Then you'd have to have an off key.
I was thinking maybe to turn it off, you'd have to press power twice in succession, and maybe power follows something like a channel up, channel down power, and then that would make that choice. Or something that has a turning dial where the far end is on and off.
Okay.
Some of the decisions people have made, what's most important. Definitely channel volume, power.
Yeah, things like screen settings and audio settings, I would generally do them on the actual television itself. Like here you have a little flap with a little control panel on the actual box itself. I wouldn't know how to do it using a remote control. So I would say they are definitely less relevant.
Okay. So I guess easy to use is the other thing that we want them to be able to do. As you said, you know, don't make it too hard for the granny. I just joined that set last week. First grandchild arrived. So are we agreed then of those things? And let's go back to agenda. And hook me up. This ought to be fun. It probably won't go the first time. It'll probably be like a mess. Come on. It lost it off here. No, it was up there, but I couldn't see it down here. This time it should be both. There we go. You have to keep doing the FN and F8 to 5 minutes to finish. Thank you a lot for telling me. Right. We're ready to close. That will be completing a questionnaire. Then we'll have some time for individual work to continue our research. And I'll put some minutes of this meeting together. Your individual assignments are for Kate to do the components, for you, Steph, to do the user interface, and for you, the trend watching. And each of us will get help from our coach. Are we agreed to get ourselves together and then have lunch? Okay, then that's the end of this meeting, and I hope that's good enough for her to tell her that's the end. Okay? Well, I think I went over the functions and wrote them down and marked them. That's what I went over, and nobody was objecting to them. Okay. The teletext is outdated. The internet is important. It's only to be for a TV, and it must include the corporate image, color, and slogan, which I think is more in the user range with Steph. It doesn't tell me. Mm-hmm.